remember when I was in your position, struggling, completely afraid to be with another person. I'd never touched anyone intimately. Never been touched intimately. But I wanted it. I wanted to give another pleasure. And I wanted to experience pleasure at the hands of a partner. But I was terrified. I was so worried my partner would think my body was unattractive. And that my breasts weren't right. Too big or too small. And I was embarrassed about how someone would react to me down there. How I look, and how I smell, and how I taste. My therapist asked if I'd be interested in working with a sex surrogate. I told her that wouldn't solve the problem. I'd always know that person was paid to be with me. And then she asked if I'd consider a radical therapy. Working with a former patient who had been through what I was going through. And I blushed when she said the idea was based on sex clubs. A dark room. A room so pitch black, you can't even see your hands in front of you. In a sex club, the experience appeals to people who want to lose their inhibitions and heighten their senses and just let go with anyone else who happens to be in the room. But in therapy, it would be different. Instead of random strangers, there would be just one other person in the room. Someone who wanted to be there. Someone who had overcome his shyness and fear and wanted to pay it forward. And I went through with it. And it was scary. And it was wonderful. It changed me and it changed my path. And so when I was asked to give back, I said yes. And that's how I came to be here, naked, outside a dark room, waiting for you. You have to decide to take the first step. It's your choice to enter. You don't have to go through with this. You don't have to walk through the curtain and the door behind it into the pitch black room. But if you do, the door in front of me will unlock, and only one other person can choose to enter. And I'm that person, the person who will meet you in the dark. You set the rules. You will not talk, but I can. And either of us can say stop at any time. And now I'm waiting for you to decide. That's it. You've decided. You're in the room, naked as I am. I'm coming to you. I remember this room. The beautiful experience I had here. I remember how it changed my life. The same music is playing. It's meant to mask the sound of the room. But it brings back a flood of memories. And it's having an effect on me. And I'm ready for you already. If you're like me, you just came in and sat on a soft mattress, a few feet from where you entered, just inside the door. I need to find you in the dark, and I can smell your shampoo, your soap, and your aftershave. You spent time getting ready for me. My hands are in front of me so I don't trip, and I can sense that you're near. Oh goodness, I scared you. My fingers are touching you, your back. I'm sorry I startled you. So glad you decided to enter the room. I'm just going to sit here with you. And now that I'm next to you, I smell something more than soap and aftershave. Something male. And I love your scent. It hits me in my core. And now I'm ready to say the words I've practiced. words like those that were said to me. I was once where you are. If you're like me, you're terrified. But I want to do this for you, with you. I know you're facing away from me, and that's okay. I'm going to touch your back. Your back is so hard and strong. Your shoulders are so broad. I feel your goosebumps. And I feel you shiver. And you're safe with me. Feel me wrap my arms around you, so warm. Feel my lips kissing your back. And I love how you feel, and I love your scent. Just lean back into me. Yes. That. Do you feel my breast touching your back? You can probably feel my nipples hard against you. That used to embarrass me. How hard they get when I'm excited. But not anymore. They're like that now. Here in the dark, up against your warm, solid body. And my breasts are so soft and warm against you. My nipples are telling you so much more that I want this with you. Oh, your neck is so warm. Your chest is so hard. You're so strong, I can feel it. Feel my hands on your chest. Do you like that? It's okay to moan. I guess I'm not the only one with sensitive nipples. Lie back with your head in my lap. Yes, just like that. I like to cradle you in my arms and stroke your hair. It's so soft. And let me touch your face so I can get to know you better. Oh man, strong jaw. Some stubble on your chin. Oh, but the contrast. Your lips are really soft. I love your lips. That's it. Let me in. Open for me. And now it's your turn. Oh, you're good at this. You know where else I want your lips? Yeah. Let me feel those warm lips and sweet tongue on my breast. Oh, yes, do that. Wrap your lips around my nipples. And oh, just like that. Oh, the pull of your lips is so sweet. No, don't stop, don't stop. Yes, you can touch my other breasts. Like how you touch me. I want you to feel the weight of my breast in your hand. Your hands are so strong, but your touch is so gentle. And now I want you to feel my soft, gentle touch on you. No? Okay. Stay in this moment with me. Don't freeze up. We can take our time. I'm happy to be getting all of your attention. I'd like you to touch me down there. A year ago, I never would have said those words. I was embarrassed about what happens when I get so excited. No, not yet. Don't touch me yet. Let me hold your hand for a second and tell you what to expect. I know this is about you, but I'm still a little shy about me. My lips down there are thick, but when I'm like I am right now, they get even fuller. And I thought there was something wrong with me. Me to be a little slick down there. Not just a little. I get, I'm really wet right now. And one more thing, I have hair down there. I know that's natural, but a lot of women seem to get rid of it, but not me. It's soft and downy, and it's part of me. Let me take your hand and give you the tour. First stop, soft down. Oh, I love how gentle you are. And a little lower. See how full and wet my lips are. And oh, you found it. It's a little pronounced. I'm glad it's so easy to find. And what you're doing to me is so sweet. Slow. I'm wet but still so tight. Your finger is so thick. Oh, there. God, there. That's good. Yes. Oh, your hands feel so good on me. That's it. That's the spot. No. Don't stop. Oh, what are you doing? Are you tasting me on your fingers? Oh, now I'm getting shy again. Where are you going? Oh boy, I've created a monster. I know you can't see me, but I'm covering my face. You've done to me, it's so intimate. I hope you'll let me. Oh, your stomach is so warm under my hands. Oh, and I feel the start of that trail of soft hair leading me lower. Why are you stopping me? Oh, please don't cover yourself. Let me hold you, handle you, stroke you. That's it. Let your hands fall away. It's okay. You can bury your face in my chest. Your hair is so trim and soft. And I have a thing for this. Your balls. Oh, goodness. Fills my hands, so hot, so full. Oh, this is special. This is what you were worried about. I've never felt a man who's uncircumcised. Put your hand on mine and show me how to make you feel good. Oh, like that moment. I must be doing this right. It's like I'm gliding over you. Covers the head of you, but when I slide back, you're exposed. Oh, I feel it. Oh, you're so sensitive. The head of your shaft is so slick. How will you feel sliding inside of me? You know, I'm not so experienced myself. So tight and warm, and this is going to fill me up and stretch me out. And this extra surprise. How will you feel moving inside of me? Are you ready? Let me guide you. Uncover the head. Oh God, feels so good. Now inside me, slowly. Oh yes, you slide right into me. Oh, the friction is so different. The way you move is, oh, it's like a ridge inside of me. More, please. Faster. Just fuck me, please. Make yourself feel good. Like that. Yeah. That spot. Oh, you're filling me completely. Feel me gripping you. I know you're close. Oh, let me hold your tight ass. That's it. Oh, I feel you. Oh, pulsing inside of me. Oh, come inside of me. Come inside of me. Nothing. Stay inside of me. Stay inside of me. Let me feel you go soft inside of me. And lay your head on my chest. And when you go back to our mutual therapist, she'll have a note from me to you. A note I'm going to write before I go to sleep tonight. All my memories of this and of you are still fresh. And you don't have to open it. If you do, you'll know who I am. If you open it, you can choose to see me again. To really see me. With my thick nipples, my full lips, and my wet downy curls. The whole package. And if you do, I can see you. Your beautiful lips that I've been kissing, and your soft hair. And those full heavy balls. This beautiful uncut cock that brought me so much pleasure. Please, think about it. Please, think about it.